I don't know about you, but I often receive email with 3D animations attached, screensavers, little movies, HTML links, or 300-page documents with full-color illustrations, graphs, and formats worthy of the Hollywood issue of Vanity Fair. Of course, they all take 15 to 20 minutes to download and then require some plug-and-play, which I have to download, try and get to work for an hour, give up, throw everything in the trash, and email the senders back to tell them to describe to me, please, in 30 words or less, what exactly it is I would have seen had I had the ability to see it. Email and word processing are mainly what I have my computer for. I have been sneeringly accused of persisting in viewing the computer as a typewriter. That's valid, but it's more than that. It's also a filing system. I frankly don't care about crappy little videos, cheesy little animations, zippy yet strangely generic graphics, teleconferencing, or any of the other bells and whistles to which the virtual domain is prey. I'm not an animator, musician, video artist, entrepreneur, programmer, producer, or vice president. I'm not into marketing. I'm a writer. I spend 8 to 12 hours a day doing just that. I don't have the time to play Doom in my cube, and my butt would be kicked if I did anyway. But maybe I'm not alone. I just read an Interactive Week that the makers of 3D environments for the web are falling by the wayside. Interactive Week says, quote, it's a far cry from 1995 when entrants rushed into a market they thought could reach $1 billion. By now, but the lack of widely distributed 3D browsers, few good authoring tools, limitations in bandwidth, and low modem and processor speeds have hampered its growth, unquote. Now sure, some still hold out hope. Hang on, chatroom avatars are coming, VRML-enabled PCs are coming, 56 kilobyte per second modems, Pentium 60 chips, new compression techniques, faster playback engines, this'll change everything, sure, but until that stuff comes bundled in a package that costs less than a 12-bedroom in Beverly Hills, I'll stick to typing, cable TV, flaming my friends, and sneering at websites for my entertainment. Still, if anybody wants to donate an ISDN line to help me in my stilted efforts to stay abreast, well, I'll love you forever. At least I'll keep the flaming to a minimum. I gotta go.